Let's move on then to back up to House Bill 1118. It's an act to extend the time period during which previous driving while intoxicated convictions may be considered for determining subsequent offenses. This is brought to us by Senator Albers. Okay, Representative Abdallah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Again.
He's been here so much, we might as well call him.
Now, we've given you just about all the time we can give you this morning, so.
Thank you. Well, I'll just pass this bill and I'll be on my way. Madam Chairman and members of the committee, this bill, to me, is probably the most important thing I'll do this year in session. I feel that serious about it. This is a very necessary bill, and let me just give you a few reasons why I think that. Presently, the state of Minnesota and the state of Iowa have this 10-year bill. The state of Nebraska has 12 years. And all this bill says is that the courts and the prosecution may go back 10 years instead of 5 years for purposes of sentencing and DUIs. It doesn't say they shall or must, it says they may. As I explained to one of the senators the other day, the purpose of this bill is not directed at somebody that may have made a mistake when they were in college or young or having their stag party prior to their wedding or whatever. It's to get the habitual drunk driver off the road. Statistics say that every time a person is picked up for drunk driving, they have driven 400 to 500 times drunk. And by going back 10 years, say 9 years ago, somebody was arrested for drunk driving, and then 6 years ago, they were arrested for drunk driving, and then again this year, all this bill does is allow the courts and the prosecutor to consider a third time DUI, which is a felony. And like I said, we're not interested, although it's against the law, we're not interested in the DUI that just by accident had too many to drink and got picked up. We're after the drivers that cause serious accidents, injuries, or a lot of times cause high-speed pursuits and endanger everybody. Those are the kind we're trying to get off the road. This bill is supported by the South Dakota Sheriff's Association, South Dakota Chiefs of Police, South Dakota Highway Patrol, South Dakota State's Attorneys. The South Dakota Beer Wholesalers and Alcohol Beverage Industry has no position on this bill. And to me, that says a lot of things. It says volumes about the bill. They, too, are in support of getting habitual drunk. I spent a better part of my career picking bodies up off the streets and highways, and most of them were because of drunk drivers. In 1999, 38% of the persons killed in traffic accidents nationwide were alcohol-related. 38%. But in South Dakota, in 1999, 41.3% of the people killed were alcohol-related. And in the first 9 months of the year 2000 in South Dakota, 43.2% of the fatal accidents were alcohol-related. So that shows in South Dakota we've got an increase above the national average, and I think it's time we got to do something about it. Now, again, I want to point out this is not a mandate. It simply allows the court the discretion to go back the 10 years. And it's been said, well, there's concern about the insurance, increase in insurance. Presently, I think the law only allows them to go back 5 years, insurance companies. But I'm of the position, Let them go back. Let them increase their insurance. They won't be increasing everybody else's insurance, and they're the ones that should have high insurance costs. If they're going to drive drunk, we got to get serious and get these drunks off the street, and I urge your support of this bill, 1118. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions? Thank you.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, I'm Chuck Schroyer on behalf of the State's Attorneys Association. For all the same reasons that Representative Abdullah pointed out, we're in support of this bill. I do want to tell you that, as you may know, Chief Justice Miller is currently convalescing from some surgery that he had, and he passed the message on to me. Apparently he's able to read these bills and follow what's happening up here, because he said, you know, we don't have anything called driving while intoxicated in South Dakota, and so the title of this bill needs to be changed. And I think that would be an appropriate suggestion. But we do support the bill, and be glad to answer any questions if you have any.
Thank you. Actually, I think we do have driving while intoxicated and driving under the influence. I mean, I think we use them interchangeably in the code, so the bill wouldn't have to be amended. But, you know, I'd be open to a title amendment if that were necessary. I have a question for you, because the testimony by Representative Abdullah was that this is discretionary with the court. And that's not true.
That's correct. It's discretionary to the prosecutor. The enhancement that would accompany the fact that a person has more than or one or more prior convictions is generally offered in the form of a Part II information, which is filed with the original filing, and then it's determined after the original case is tried and a conviction has occurred. Then the court goes through the stage two of determining whether it's the same individual that's had these prior convictions. That's an option to the prosecutor, not to the court. So it would only come to the court's attention if the prosecutor brought it and filed it as an enhanced penalty.
I wonder if Representative Abdullah is in the room. That was one of his main concerns. I certainly hope that in working on this bill with him, you would explain that to him.
I think he just probably misspoke. I don't think he believes that the judges would have that discretion.
I think he does.
I'll have a visit with him.
Thank you, Mr. Schroyer.
Thank you.
Are there any questions from the committee? Perhaps someone would even want to go get him and explain that to him. Yes, welcome.
Madam Chair, members of the committee, Colonel Tom Dravlin with Highway Patrol. And just very briefly, again, Representative Abdullah and Chuck Schroyer have indicated their support and given a lot of good reasons that this is a good bill for public safety and for highway safety in South Dakota. And the Highway Patrol also agrees and urges to support the bill. Thank you.
Any other proponents to House Bill 1118? Other proponents? Are there opponents to House Bill 1118? Opponents? I think it's unfortunate the Representative Abdullah left, because he brought this bill. I know. Is there any way to grab him back? Is he out in the hall by any chance? Is he next door in committee? That's all right. Why don't we just close for committee action and discussion? Senator Simmons?
Madam Chair, there is an amendment that, it's not my amendment, but I'll offer it for discussion purposes. I think Dave has the copies of it. And what the amendment does is leaves the 5 there where it's removed now on line 6, and on line 12 it leaves 5 in place, and it changes it using the 5-year for the second offense, and then it puts in place the language on line 7 basically saying that the third offense could go to the 10-year period. So it softens it somewhat from what it is today, but yet allows a 10-year period for the third offense only, rather than the second. And it does the last part of it, the last edition, the last paragraph there, talks about convictions that have come from other states. So they would be allowed up to that 10-year period, and that's what the amendment does. I'll try and answer any questions if I could. But I'd offer that amendment.
Thank you. Is there a second to the amendment? Second by Senator Sutton. I, in terms of committee discussion on the amendment, would certainly think that this would make it a far better bill. Are there other questions or comments on the amendment? Senator Sutton.
And just Senator Huttmacher had been working on this, but he's at a news conference, so that's why he asked Senator Simmons and myself. We wouldn't move that for him, or he would be here to explain it himself.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the amendment to the bill?
Well, Madam Chair, I somewhat agree with Representative Abdallah that I think it is time that we get a little bit tougher on this, and especially for these repeated ones, and Dustin, let's just soften it up.
It does, but I think my objection is that Senator Abdallah is convinced that this, and that's why I waited till an attorney was before the committee, really is discretionary with the court. Representative Abdallah, I'm going to take an unusual move and ask you to come back here. I was hoping that you'd just stand over to the side because as you explained the bill, please have a seat. As you explained the bill, it was, and if you just look at the surface of the bill, it would look as if it were discretionary with the court. But as Mr. Schroyer explained to the committee, it is not discretionary to the court.
Not to the court.
No. So there's an amendment before us, which would take this from, put this on a 10-year time frame for the third conviction, which we think would be, at least I feel, would be a reasonable way to handle this, because what we're trying to do is get to the hardcore drinker, so to speak.
You're asking me about the amendment, Madam Chair?
Well, most of all, I wanted you to know that I think that just because you left the room and gave testimony, and I normally would have asked you the question and worked through the statutes with you, but instead let you go and had an attorney come before the committee. I felt, in all fairness, I should tell you that it is not as explained to the committee in terms of being a discretionary bill. 10 years is 10 years.
If I might just say this, Madam Chairman.
Yes.
Madam Chairman and members of the committee. It was always my intention that the state's attorneys would determine that they had this information available, and it would be their determination to go forward for purposes of prosecution. They would be able, like they do now, only it's 5 years, but if this bill would pass, they could go back 10 years looking at the cases, the previous convictions or the previous DUI arrests to find out if there was injury or extenuating circumstances or pursuits or resistance or whatever. That's the whole intention of the bill, to extend it to 10 years and allow the state's attorneys the discretion. And if I misled you about the courts, I didn't intend to.
No. And this is an unusual situation because what we have on the books in this area of the law are minimum or mandatory sentences, really. They're just mandatory sentences. So it isn't as if we're dealing with discretion in a typical case with the discretion of the prosecutor and the discretion of the court. Whenever we have a mandatory sentence, we've actually placed all the discretion in the hands of the prosecutor. And I'm not arguing, debating, or making a judgment call on that discretion of the prosecutor. But once it gets into court, there is no more discretion. So that what I'm just saying about this amendment is that it seems to me that it looks at those people who have a problem with drinking, and now we've been alerted to it, and so that the 10 years should come into play for those people.
Wouldn't the court have discretion then?
No, the court wouldn't. The court, the only, it actually, but
You're the lawyer.
Well, I'm just, let's just say.
I just want to get the drunks off the road.
I know, and I agree with you. So, but the net you've cast in the original bill is for everyone for 10 years. And I think what you're trying to do is cast a net to those people who are repeat offenders, which I think this amendment would catch.
That's very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of it.
Senator Burroughs.
Madam Chair, thank you. Did I hear you just say that you would be in favor of this amendment? Let me just go on before you answer that and say this, that when we have permissive language here for the state's attorney on the second, third, or subsequent, and I remember in the testimony that people that are picked up, how many times that they have been driving drunk before they're actually picked up. By us saying now that on the second time, it is not going to the 10 years, we say the 5 years for the second, but 10 for the third, how important do we think the first time they're picked up is to us, to let them know we don't want you out there the second or third time?
Well, and see, that's neither one of those problems are being addressed with either this bill or that amendment. Your problem rests with your state attorneys and where they're charging people. So if you're going to rest the final determination of the message you're going to send with the court, you have to deal with all the other statutes that are mandatory sentences. So it is complex, and mandatory sentences make life complex. But we've said in this area we're very serious about not giving discretion to judges. We want these people sentenced. But then at the same time we do that, we always have to realize the discretion shifts somewhere else. It's shifted to the state's attorneys. And so now it's up to them to charge it out. This bill really deals with when you're going to have, what period of time you're going to have considered before the judge for a mandatory sentence. That's all this bill does. And I'm just saying, you know, I think you're right that we should stretch that out for a further period of time. If you're in there for God's sakes, if you've been picked up three times for drunk driving, we're going to include that over a 10-year period. The judge is going to, by operation of other law, give you a mandatory felony sentence and revoke your license, and that's a good thing, and this amendment still keeps that
Madam
in place.
Chair, if I might, yeah, and members of the committee, the only reason I agreed to that I would go along with the amendment, I would rather see it in its original form, but I would like to point out one thing. If you leave it at the discretion of the state's attorney, and we all know what happens every day, if we're after the bad ones, the habituals, the serious injury type drunk drivers, that's what we're after. But if the bill in its original form is left intact and the state's attorney has that discretion, he doesn't have to mandatorily, I don't think, on the third offense, give them a penalty, because we all know they reduce them to reckless driving, they play games with the blood alcohol. I'm after the habitual, and like I said, the statistics show after the three times, that's 1,500 times driven drunk. That's outrageous. But I'll take a bird in the hand, but I would hope that this bill passed the House 57-10.
Madam Chair.
Senator Burroughs.
Representative, that could be scary. However,
I got it from both directions.
Let me just say this, Madam Chair. Are we better off then having the mandatory, as the amendment would make, at the court level, or discretionary at the state's attorney level? Is that what we're really?
No,
we still aren't.
We're not changing all the mandatory sentences. We're not even touching those with the original version of 1118 or the amendment that's before us. Those mandatory sentences are there, and I don't think anybody has proposed changing the mandatory sentences, even though it does take away the discretion of the judge. Yes, Senator Dugard.
I think some of the confusion arises out of the use of the word may on line 6 and the use of the word shall on line 13, but I think it's useful to recognize that in the first section of the bill, you're talking about what convictions may be used, and it's excluding those outside the five-year period. So they're saying no conviction outside the five-year period may be used. So that's why that is phrased that way. In the second section, it's phrased in an opposite fashion. They're saying that any conviction from another state that falls within 5 years shall be used. In other words, you must look at other states' convictions and tote them up. So I don't think they're inconsistent with one another. I don't think they give discretion. I think the discretion is, as Representative Abdallah pointed out, it's really in the prosecutor to decide whether they're going to charge DUI or whether they're going to charge reckless. And that's where I think the discretion comes in. Right. If the charge is made, then certainly the mandatory sentence comes into play. For second, I was just looking at it. Yep. If you're charged and convicted of second offense, the mandatory sentence is a one-year revocation of your license. And it's a class one misdemeanor, so there could be the fine plus there could be the jail time, but those are not mandatory. The mandatory part is the license revocation, tempered by the ability of the court to give a work permit.
Right.
So that's just for your information. I would further comment, if I may, Madam Chair, that I like the original version of the law better. I can understand the wish of the proponents of the amendment to temper it. And, they have every right to offer that. I urge we resist it. I think there's some safeguards against the what some would regard as the too tough consequences of a second offense, but I don't think they're so tough, really. And there is the discretion of the prosecutor to temper it where there is circumstances that most of us would agree, gee, this doesn't warrant revocation of license. It was the college kid or whatever, and gee, we're going to give him a second chance, and that was 9 years ago. And, you know, you can conjure up all kinds of circumstances, but the fact remains that twice they've been driving drunk. And then the question, I think it begs the question, how many other times have they been driving drunk and not caught? So, you know, and I've seen a lot of my friends, my brother-in-law, others, been caught drunk driving once, and that was the only time they're going to be caught because they have brought them up short. And I think the vast majority of the public, once they're caught and once they're convicted, it really does bring you up short and make you think again about drinking three beers and jumping in the car or drinking four. So I guess for what it's worth, that's my argument in favor of the original bill.
And I just say along those, I understand that argument, then, but you might as well make it for a lifetime then. Because there's nothing magic about 10 years either. And, you know, and if you learned your lesson on one attempt.
Madam
then,
Chair.
Yeah, but then, no, but but under the third offense, I think we need to go on too and say it is a class 6 felony. And that is prison time.
You know? Third offense. That's what we're after.
Right. But, I mean, I know what you're after. But, you know, it's like there are other laws that come into play here, too. Senator Simmons?
Well, I guess that comes to the question. Probably what we're after isn't necessarily going to be addressed whether we go from 5 to 10 either. Because if the prosecutor is still going to do what they're going to do, notwithstanding anything we do on this bill, it's not going to have an effect.
Well,
and if we really need to do that, that's probably where we need to go.
You know, and my basic philosophy is different than Senator Dugard's. I think that there are people who get picked up and they learn their lesson, and I understand that. I happen to think the people you're talking about have a huge drinking problem,
absolutely,
and we're not going to write a law that gets that fixed.
May I address Senator Simons?
Yes.
Senator, the intent of the bill, for going back 10 years, aside from the fact that the surrounding states do it, has nothing to do with it. But by leaving the discretion to the state's attorneys, it kind of addresses what Senator Daugaard said about the college kid or the guy on his wedding night that gets picked up for DUI because he had too much to drink or because the college kids did it. This bill isn't directed at them, and that's why we want to give the state's attorneys some discretion. So when he looks back on those case reports and sees that, you can call them innocent, but they're not really innocent, but they just happen to be overindulged and got picked up for drunk driving, they're not the ones that are out there every night driving drunk and endangering people's life. And I just want to mention way back, a long time ago, when I was on the street, on a Christmas night, I'll never forget it, and I was in the working in the sheriff's office. Prior to that, I'd arrested a guy for armed robbery, and he got out on bond. And he was in a bar on Christmas night drinking, and he got drunk, and he told some people, I'm going to go kill myself, but I'm going to kill somebody else too. And right on Highway 16 west of Sioux Falls, he went, drove head-on into a car. A family from Bridgewater killed the father, the mother, and three kids and himself. Those are the kind of people we got to get off the road. And if we want to put them in the penitentiary forever, that's fine with me.
Okay. Well, and I think what we're going to do, because I've got a whole committee waiting and we've gone 10 minutes over, is we're just going to suspend this. We're going to be back tomorrow morning at 8:45. I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
Point of information, ma'am. The rest of the calendar we're going to take up tomorrow morning as well.
Right. We're going to just march along here. We have tomorrow, and then we have Mondays.
And will that be posted, or how does that
tomorrow's
work?
Posted already.
I mean, include the ones from today.
And we'll revise it. These automatically fall below
okay.
the line.
Right. Thank
and
you.
Will be heard. You want to keep it?
I suppose I'll have minutes to put in from today, and I'll have to revise it.
Okay, so hand in your books. Thank you. Committee adjourned.